Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Outside, but by golly, it's still going to be Christmas. Can't take that from us. Christmas Eve, Eve today. Welcome, everybody, to What's on Your Mind, busy edition of the program. Talk with a soybean farmer that is the new president of the Soy Transportation Council and also chair of the North Dakota Soybean Council. This morning on the program today, look forward to that at the bottom of the hour. A lot of great news for our friends in the soybean business. Around here with the soy processing plants, more places for their soybeans. We'll talk about that. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here on the Talk Radio Town Hall. A lot of ground to cover with him from the visit of Zelensky and funding of the war in Ukraine, as well as Title 42. And, of course, we can't forget that horrific monstrosity that he opposed in the omnibus bill as well. So questions or comments for him are welcome on the program. Steve Hallstrom is riding shotgun today for Kevin Flynn, who's off today. It's my last day, actually, on the air for a week. Back after the New Year's holiday, as a matter of fact. Taking a little family vacation. Annual vacation, but Kev and Steve will keep you in good company. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, Scotty. Doing great, man. I'm so happy for you guys. Getting a chance to get the heck out of here, get to some warmer temps for a few days. Good for you guys.
I have Marco Island on my weather app just because I'm kind of watching the weather.
Mm.
And it's not pretty.
Really?
I mean, it's...
Well, it's cold everywhere. I know that.
Anywhere you go that isn't 6 below, 10 below, wind chills of whatever, I'm fine with, right? I mean, you go pretty much anywhere, but Marco Island, over the next couple of days, kind of cools off a little bit. 10-day forecast. So the first day we're there is 52. Does that sound like Florida weather to you, 52?
Well, sounds a heck of a lot better than minus 17.
True, but it's not like beach weather. I know these are first world problems, so I'll stop complaining.
But no, I get it. I mean, if you're paying for tickets and accommodations to Florida, you don't want it to be 52.
Right.
I get that, but, man, that still sounds pretty darn good to me.
Yeah, okay. I won't complain anymore. I promise not to. Joe Biden is in the Christmas spirit. Did you know that?
Do tell.
He gave a little 8-minute Christmas message yesterday. I want to play a part of what he said and ask you in the audience what you think about this, how you would respond to this. Here's Joe on the Christmas message theme.
Our politics has gotten so angry, so mean, so partisan. And too often we see each other as enemies, not as neighbors, as Democrats and Republicans, not as fellow Americans. We become too divided. But as tough as these times have been, if we look a little closer, we see bright spots all across the country. The strength, the determination, the resilience, this long-defined America. We're surely making progress. Things are getting better. COVID no longer controls our lives. Our kids are back in school. People are back to work. In fact, more people are working than ever before. Americans are building again, innovating again.
All right, he's getting to the politics now, but how great am I in rebuilding the economy, blah, 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 blah. But what did you make of his message about our politics?
Well, yeah, I mean...
He's right.
Amazing. How in the world do you think that could happen?
I would rather he say, look, truce, right? I've been as responsible as this for anything else. I get the sense that he's pointing fingers at, you know, the awful politics, the partisan nature, and it's angry and it's ugly and everything else. Like, come on, people.
Mm-hmm.
Fix it.
Yeah, well, you're going to divide Americans when you tell them that we don't care what comes into our country when fentanyl is killing our children. And if you keep telling Americans that global warming is going to kill their babies and America is a cesspool of bigotry, the national debt is not anything to worry about, only being famous matters, the next pandemic is going to be worse, no jobs are good anymore, yeah, you're going to divide Americans.
Yeah, and I feel like he's got a decent message there and has described the situation okay, but he's not looking in the mirror at all. What it will take to fix politics, in my mind, the brutal slugfest of politics, is somebody to take a Jesus-like approach that says, I'm turning the other cheek. You know? Okay, you whack me in that cheek, whack me in this cheek. And he's not doing that there. That's all I'm saying. I mean, that's the only thing that's going to get people to sit down at the table and figure things out. Now, mind you, the Founding Fathers designed all this pretty well, right? They gave us a House and a Senate and an executive branch and a judicial branch.
Electoral College.
Yeah, knew that there were going to be differences. And
just don't know how you hammer away at the differences when one side is telling you things that don't make any common sense. And probably the left feels the same way about us. It's so important for them to have whatever priorities they have, and our priorities are so different. They say, we're a million miles apart, and what you think is going to create a great America is not what I think is going to create a great America. And the America that you and I, Scotty, love, that has done so much for us and our families, they think that the America that we think has been great is evil.
Yeah, and we see what they propose as to, brick by brick, destroying what we love about America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so why wouldn't you at that point want to say, stop! I mean, it might take a little yelling. It might take a little jumping up and down and saying, this is awful.
The only thing that helps me sleep at night, well, two things. Number one, that God is on the throne.
Of course.
And he appoints the rulers, and so we don't see it, we don't get it, we don't have to. But the other thing is that I don't think that the big middle in our country, whatever that is, 40%, I don't think the middle wants the things that the left is throwing out there. I really don't think they do.
That's why they're really good at packaging it.
Yeah.
And talking points and what they call, you know.
Yes, they are the loud voice in the corner of the room.
The Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah.
You spent so much money in the Inflation Reduction Act, you're increasing inflation. But I think that middle doesn't pay a lot of attention. I agree with you. What the left is giving them, they don't want, but they don't do enough to really dig into the details to say, wait a minute, I don't want that. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
There are parts of it, you know, the abortion debate. You know, there's probably more in the middle that want some exceptions for abortion. They want the rape. They want the incest exception. They maybe want 20 weeks or something like that. So there are some ideas that the left probably aligns better with the middle, but there's certain things that the right aligns better with the middle. The economy, jobs, inflation, that's where I think there's an opportunity for those on the right to make something happen. But if Joe Biden and, you know, I was just looking at some of the stuff that the squad has been putting out, you know, AOC.
The squad.
And
yeah.
Gretchen Whitmer and them. You look at that and you say, you know what, I don't want a united America if that's what they believe, because I'm never going to come over to their way seeing those things. So where do we go? I don't know. I think we have to keep hammering away at the middle with the things that we think make sense. hold our ground on things that matter to us. Everyone's going to, every one of us, like Scott Jensen said after the election, we lost the walls. Every one of us is going to have to decide, what can we put up with? What are we willing to give that we don't like to get something done? Because you're going to have to give something or you're not going to get to the middle.
You also got to have these conversations so you find these people in the middle so they totally understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Agree with all of that. We have to take a break here in a moment, but we welcome your calls, questions, and comments on all of this today on the program. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. If you have a text question, we welcome those as always. 701-237-1590. Somebody texted a note here. It shows that Kevin Cramer did not vote on the omnibus bill. He was an announced no vote. By the time the vote came, he was not in the chamber because he had a flight to catch to Rochester for a family member's surgery. So I don't know how much of that he wants to say publicly, but I asked the question, and that's the answer I got. So I'm sharing it with you. But make no difference to the bill, and obviously it wasn't announced no anyway. It just was a matter of timing. So he'll be here to answer that and other questions in our final hour today on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, heck, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement. Each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas. I'm Scott Hannon with Steve Hallstrom today on the program. Kevin Flynn is off enjoying the Christmas holiday with family. What do we have for you today at PetroServe USA? home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. I can tell you that much. Fish and fries or stuffed cabbage today. The choices in Valley City. Pulled pork over mac and cheese in Harwood. This is the kind of food that will motivate you to want to shovel, be done, and then go get a good meal. You know what I'm saying? It's a real incentive to finish all your work and have a good bite to eat, a little comfort food today. Lasagna and garlic toast, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. They also have a Southern Chicken Bowl. Lasagna at MP Avenue, Cheeseburger Mac in Glendon, Meatballs in Euland, Salisbury Steak at 45th. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Do you know the military? Brass, the official leadership of our United States military, are now telling the rank and file they cannot use the greeting sir or ma'am. What the heck do you do?
Because we're going to alienate the gender-neutral people?
I guess all one-half of 1% of them.
Hmm. And they're all going to have she, hers, him, whatever on the bottom of their emails.
Think of all the military movies you've seen where the yes, sir! Yes, sir! No, sir.
What are you supposed to say now? Yes, human life form?
I don't know.
We've lost our minds.
Oh, we have. It just makes me want to weep. Crazy. Another random thought here. Have you been following this debate over the budget cuts at NDSU and the equestrian program? Steve, have you heard about this?
Just the headline, that's all.
So they cut the equestrian program, which I think was the equivalent of one full-time person. It wasn't like a large thing, but obviously then the club goes away as a part of the ongoing efforts to cut the budget. Well, evidently there was a letter circulated and enough support shown. Kyle Cornell in our newsroom is reporting that they now are reversing that decision. Now, I have nothing against an equestrian program. And I think anybody that wants to be part of an equestrian program certainly should have plenty of opportunities to do that somewhere, some way. But if we cannot, as NDSU, trim the budget to the extent to say, okay, this is not a huge amount of, that's an appropriate place to cut. If that's like, and the hue and cry is such, then forget about it. You're not going to be able to cut anything in the budget. Nothing, because there'll be letters written about everything. Oh, we're gonna trim the janitorial staff from 500 to 450. No, you can't do that. Look at the letters that they poured in. Is this not ridiculous?
I think part of it is that NDSU is an ag school, so it maybe hits a little closer to home for some folks. But yeah, I mean, this is
you got to cut the way
of life. You do. You absolutely do. Remember when UND cut women's hockey?
Yes.
And that was it struck at the very heart of those who love hockey at University of North Dakota. But then you looked at the finances and you said, my gosh, what else are you going
to
do?
Well, and nobody came to the games.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Nobody. They were getting 1% of what the men's hockey team would get. They're losing tons of money. It's an expensive sport.
They had travel all over. You have to run, you know, full scholarships for everybody, and there was not any revenue coming into the program. And yet people said, you can't cut women's hockey. You can't do it. You hate the women. Well, do you want to keep your school going or what? I understand it. Sometimes you got to make tough choices in leadership.
You're making my point here. I mean, no matter what you end up deciding to trim the budget on, somebody is going to disagree with it, and you've just got to be a leader at some point and say, I'm sorry. This is unfortunate, but we're going to do that. We're going to make a change. That one struck me as, oh boy, buckle up, because this is going to be interesting. Let's get to some of the texts that have rolled in here in the minutes we have left. I wonder how the EV vehicles are holding up this frigid cold weather we're having. We all know how good lithium-ion batteries work on our power tools when it's this cold. Oh, by the way, they don't. I'd love to know. If you have an EV vehicle, do me a favor. Give us a call, 855-200-1776, some better than others, or just leave it plugged in. I had a friend that had a Tesla in Texas, and remember when they had that big mess down there, that ice storm that shut everything down there, and it got really super cold. It's cold again there now. I don't know that it's that cold, but it's cold. And he just said, I mean, like, you couldn't get to the grocery store and back. He just left his parked. Now, it's just one vehicle, one example, but I'd love to hear from you. Are they working? This would be a big question for me. Some I know, and this is probably the way to go. I have a buddy that has a Ford truck, and it's hybrid, so, you know, the engine powers the generator to give it electricity when it needs it, so you can kind of go back and forth. But straight up EV, I don't know. Are they working? It's just working in this cold? What's the difference in the amount of time you get? Distance? 855-217-76 or send us a text, 701-237-1590.
Right now in Frisco, Texas, it's 13 degrees.
Yeah, wow.
They're getting it down there too.
Right. So, wonder how they're working down there. I'll text my buddy and ask him. Lister said, I agree with you, Scott. Think it's horrible that there's NFL games on Christmas Eve. Be safe, Scott, if you're traveling. Merry and blessed Christmas to you all there. Traveling on Christmas Day. But most of the traveling, I think, goes on today, doesn't it? And when most people kind of get out of here?
Not if you're flying out of Hector, but yes.
Yeah, unfortunate. I wonder if that situation has improved at all.
Yeah,
we mentioned that earlier. But
I think it's just going to get worse as the day goes on.
And what I don't get is, like, the Phoenix flight. Why is that canceled? Plane can fly in Phoenix.
It might be that the plane couldn't get here. I don't know. It's a sort of a dominoes game. Once you get one cancellation, things get backed up, or maybe they can't. I don't know. Fargo is sending some flights out, so Fargo is functioning.
Yeah, this is these, I'm looking at arrivals. Chicago canceled, 10:53 this morning. Arizona, 11:03 canceled. Chicago at 11:54, American flight canceled. Denver flight's on, well, it's not on time, but it's coming in 3 hours late. American out of Phoenix canceled this afternoon. American to Dallas canceled. American for Chicago canceled. So, yeah, no, it's not pretty. But isn't Chicago getting really whacked? I mean, there are other places that are getting bad, too. So, and the departures, there's more canceled than are going between now and 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's pretty much been the case all day. So, you're right. You're right, and depending on where you're driving, not good as well. Look at the map. The northwest region of North Dakota now open to oversized loads. Southwest, southeast, and northeast regions remain closed until further notice. And also this announcement, due to inclement weather, the Essentia Health Castleton Clinic at the one on 9th Avenue North in Castleton is closed today. Clinic is scheduled to reopen 8 a.m. on Tuesday. Listener wants to know if What's On Your Mind is live streamed. It is. They want to know, if so, where can I watch? All of your social media. From Getter to Facebook. Check out my lumberjack shirt today. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. Senators passed a $1.65 trillion spending bill filled with massive amounts of pork just ahead of the Christmas holiday and speeding through more than a dozen amendments. The bill was approved 68-29 and only lasts until September. The legislation will now go to the House, where it's expected to pass, or the government will partially shut down at midnight. Dr. Ben Carson on Fox News responds to the Detroit, Michigan school board removing his name from a school, presumably because he's a Republican.
We're seeing this wokeness spreading throughout our community to the destruction of our community. How does it do any good for us to demonize people with whom we disagree? And to teach that to our children at a time when the math scores are down, the reading scores are down, academic performance is down.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
God rest you, merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Love this one. Love it. Tidings of comfort and joy. Who's singing this version? Sounds like a classic.
Yeah, this is Bing Crosby.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sure it is. Now I got Bing. The program today brought to you by University of Mary from the Freedom Matters USA studios. You served our country. Now let the University of Mary serve you. The University of Mary is a military-friendly school for busy adults, offering both online classes and in-person classes at their Bismarck campus. Their special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so they know how to support your advancement every step of the way. University of Mary offers scholarships, credit for prior learning. Make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services. Before we get to our guest, the soybean farmer on the program today. 2023 and beyond is going to be great for our soybean farmers, that's for sure. We have a call waiting. Tom in West Fargo. Go ahead, Tom. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, just real quick. So while it's windy over here, you know, 35, 40 mile an hour gusts, about 6:30 this morning, Mount Washington Observatory had a wind gust 147 miles an hour. And right now, their wind is right around 130 to 140 right now.
And this is in Washington State?
No, I believe it's in New Hampshire or Vermont.
Oh, okay. What did you say the city was?
It's Mount Washington Observatory.
And Mount Washington Observatory. Okay, out east. Holy buckets.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know anything that's left standing.
Yeah, and there it's manned. It's manned observatory, weather observatory, 24 hours a day. But 147 miles an hour.
Wow, that's the biggest. That's the biggest news story of the day, right there.
So I pass that on to reference for what we're experiencing. Well, of course, there wouldn't be any buildings standing at 147 miles an hour.
Well, sure there would be. Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
Tom, thanks for that. Appreciate the, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks a bunch for calling 855-200-1776. How about that? The weather observer, Chris Larson, our super producer, tells me the weather observation station he's talking about at the summit of Mount Washington is in New Hampshire. So don't climb Mount Washington today unless you want to tip over real quick, I think is what we deduce from that call. Our next guest is the chairman of the North Dakota Soybean Council. He's also now chairman of the Soy Transportation Council. As of last week at their annual meeting in Savannah, Georgia, they elected him to that post. From Wolford, North Dakota, Chris Brosard is here. Chris, how are you?
Really good, Scott. Trying to stay warm. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you and the whole clan.
Well, Merry Christmas to you guys as well. Hopefully you're going to be able to stay indoors somewhere. So, or it warms up a little bit, right?
Yeah, except when we shovel. Then we put 8 layers on, right?
Yeah, I apologize for not getting being able to get together with you guys yesterday. So we were actually they called for some malting barley. Had some cars that showed up, and we were one of the guys on the list that they called to see if we could haul when it was that cold. So you know, you got to make beer, right? So we got her in.
I think some people will probably have beer maybe tonight. I'm thinking so.
Yeah. Well, hopefully so, right?
Might be a beer or two tipped over the holiday, that's for sure.
You bet. So,
well, congratulations on the chairmanship honor for the Soy Transportation Coalition. What is that? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, no, thank you very much, Scott. Yeah, it's quite an honor. The Soy Transportation Coalition is a group of basically Midwestern states. We get together and basically we're always looking, you know, at transportation issues, things that we can do, to help, you know, further transportation and make it better, whether it's bridge replacements, looking at, different things, you know, that we can do there, you know, how can we get, you know, soybeans, moving up or down the river, on the railroad. Soy meal is going to be a big one that we're going to be looking into, you know, looking at the future with crush plants and different things coming online. So just, it's a really diverse, nice group that, you know, we get together and are able to, try to, look at, anything and everything that affects transportation within the United States and even, we do look around the world as well.
So from North Dakota, what would be your transportation? Would be rail, I assume, right?
Yeah, our primary, you know, means of transportation here in North Dakota is rail. So, you know, that's for us, that's a big one that we always look at is, you know, what can we do to help the railroad, right? To do a better job or become more efficient, not only as farmers, but also, you know, for the industry, right? So what are some of the things that we can do? You know, a big one we all know that was in the news was the you know, potential railroad strike, right? So that was it was a major concern not only to agriculture producers, but, you know, you think about what that would have done to the economy in the United States, right? I mean, just there's so many things that move on rail that we don't even realize or we're unaware of, but it really would have been crippling, so.
And you mentioned the river. Which rivers are you talking about, the Mississippi?
Yeah, so, you know, really any river within the United States, but, you know, obviously the big one is the Mississippi, Missouri. You know, there's some things that move down the Missouri River, obviously not this far north, but, you know, you get a little farther south of us, and there's some, you know, they're looking at trying to get some different modes of barge traffic and some things to help move some things down the Mississippi River. But you also have all the, you know, the small rivers out in the eastern part of the country, you know, Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana. They move a lot of their product down those rivers, and they all flow into the Mississippi. So, you know, I'm sure you're well aware of it, but the Mississippi River is low this year, right, with the drought that they experienced in those parts of the country. And, you know, I thought at our meeting last week, it's always really interesting, just different perspectives. I mean, and we're well aware of the basis and the challenges that we have, you know, in North Dakota, right? And what we usually, normal used to be kind of 75 cents to a dollar under for, you know, transportation for your basis levels. And those guys on the river, they were usually looking at, like, you know, anywhere from a positive 20 to a minus 20. So their prices, you know, substantially better just because of their transportation. But they load right onto a barge. A lot of them don't have storage. They load right onto a barge and ship it right down the river. But for, you know, a lot of those areas, the level of the river dropped anywhere from 1 to 3 feet, 4 feet this year. So every 1 foot the river drops, they can load 5,000 less bushels of soybeans on every barge. So if you think about that, they were looking at wide basis, right? They were looking at like a minus 70, you know, minus 60 to a minus 80, you know, just because it was that much more expensive for them. But really caused a lot of problems that, you know, I wasn't aware of how that worked. So it's interesting to learn those things and why they're so concerned about it.
Let's talk about the future. There is in the pipeline now a fair amount of, you know, soybean processing plants, hundreds of millions of dollars. That's got to make you feel good about what the future holds, I imagine, right?
Well, absolutely. It's, you know, just a really exciting time for all of agriculture, you know, including soybeans, right? But those crushing plants coming online, you know, you're always looking at ways to broaden your horizons within the industry and diversify, and that's one of those ways to do it. I know one of the big things with all the, you know, crushing plants coming online that we'll be looking at is we're going to have a lot of soybean meal, right? So what do we do with all that meal? Where does it go? How is it transported? You know, one of those things is transportation, right? Where we'll be shipping it out to the Pacific Northwest in rail cars. How can we get it there efficiently? How can it be unloaded efficiently? Will we be able to expand the livestock industry, let's just say in North Dakota, to use some of that soybean meal here? You know, there's a lot of different options, right? I mean, there's a huge appetite for biofuels and all the things that come along with that. So it's a very, very exciting times. And, you know, with any exciting, there's always some challenges that come, but you work through them and do the best you can.
Will that mean North Dakota's right up there usually is the tops in soybean acres, right, in the country?
Yes, yep. So, yep, that's usually what are we in the top three generally in acreage, you know, in the United States. So, yeah,
Do you anticipate that being higher once, you know, you got the availability to sell the soybeans without having to send it all the way down on the rail? I mean, that's going to help right there. The basis is better, I mean, and more places to sell your soybeans. Do you expect more acreage because of that?
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't know if it's necessarily just because of the crush plants, but I think that will be part of it. I think there's a lot of different things that can affect that, Scott. And, you know, one of them obviously is the crush plants, right? But you got to remember as a farmer, generally, we need to keep a rotation to a certain degree for soil health, for all those benefits that come along with that, right? You can't just raise soybeans on soybeans on soybeans, or corn on corn on corn, or wheat on wheat on wheat. It's never a good idea, right? So there's always benefits to crop rotation, not only for fertility, but yield, crop disease, all those kind of things. So where I probably really see the most potential in my mind is to the west, the western part of the state, right? There's not a lot of soybeans raised there, but they're expanding. They continually grow. It's like on our farm, we didn't raise soybeans here until 2002. So I look as maybe we can have more drought-tolerant varieties. You know, is there's some different things, chemical means, some different things that we can do to get into their rotations of soybean in there. And I think, you know, we have an enormous ability for soybean acreage expansion in North Dakota, not only because of the crush plants, but because of technology.
That makes total sense. Hang on here, would you? Chris, I want to chat some more, a little bit about the trade and the markets and where these soybeans go. Love having conversations with growers, and this is a fun one. Soybean farmer Chris Broser with us today on the program. Newly elected chair of the Soy Transportation Council and chairman of the North Dakota Soybean Council, as well with us today on What's On Your Mind. Take a short break. It is weather-wise, nothing really new, but nothing really fun. With this blizzard warning that continues, the outlying area makes travel very, very difficult. Looking at the travel map right now, you've got literally roads closed out west. But in the entire eastern end of the state, it's no travel advised. The entire eastern end of North Dakota. And then if you get to about Jamestown West, it's no travel at all. the southern hand.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming December auctions include 280 acres of exceptional cropland in Clay County near Barnesville and Cragness, Minnesota, 295 acres of cropland in Ransom County, 320 acres of cropland in Lemoore near Dickey, North Dakota, 780 acres of cropland near Chaffee, North Dakota, and Cass County, 503 acres in Botno County near Westover, and an excellent line of gravel trailers and semi for DG Trucking in Bismarck. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One and all, thanks for joining us on Christmas Eve with the blizzard warning out there and travel conditions treacherous. Please be careful. Pack that winter storm kit as well if you're traveling. Interesting story that our news crew has at am1100theflag.com. U.S. Census Bureau is reporting record population estimates for North Dakota. You knew that, right? quite the robust discussion of that on my Facebook page last night. Record high, 779,000. So that's news you've no doubt heard. But Minnesota is stalling. The number of people living in Minnesota grew by about 5,700 is all between July 21 and July 22. Falls for a far short of typical annual growth of about 35,000 people. Minnesota Chamber of Commerce officials say the downward trend in population growth appears to be accelerating. They evidently didn't see the North Dakota numbers. One of the biggest factors affecting population growth is the number of people leaving the state. That seems like a rather obvious statement, but yeah. Our population growth is down. Why is it going down, sir? Well, people are leaving the state. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, why are they leaving the state is the big question. More of our conversation with Chris Grossert, who is the chair of the Soybean Council in North Dakota and also a newly elected chair of the Soy Transportation Council. Been chatting about soybeans today on the program and enjoying the conversation a great deal. One of the things I wanted to ask you about the new plants on the drawing board, is there two? Did I forget one? Jamestown and Grand Forks, right?
Yeah, actually three. There was one more that was announced for the Grand Forks area here within the last couple weeks.
So two in Grand Forks, one in Jamestown.
No, one in Grand Forks, one in Castleton, and then the Spiritwood or Jamestown.
Okay, the Jamestown. I forgot about the Castleton one. Yeah, isn't that something? So
yep.
One Grand Forks, one Castleton. Yeah, how could I forget the one closest to us? So, so astonishing. Three new plants on the drawing board. What kind of consumption are they going to have of soybeans? What'll be once all three are online? What kind of added output are you going to have to come out of the soybean fields?
You know, off the top of my head, and these aren't going to be exact numbers, but each plant is going to consume anywhere from 40 to 50 million bushels per year, depending on the plant, right? So we're looking at 150 million bushels of total soybean use. You know, but you got to remember those plants. You know, we're going to use a lot of North Dakota soybeans for those plants, but you know, they're also going to probably draw, let's just say the Grand Forks plants, for instance, they're going to draw some Minnesota soybeans, I'm sure, just because, you know, where they're at, same as Castleton, and potentially even some Canadian or South Dakota, you know, beans from Spiritwood. So, I mean, it's, you know, you're going to have a little bit of everything, but that, you know, if we look at that, that crusher's capacity, we would use the majority of the soybeans in the state. It could all go to crush, potentially.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And of course, again, going back to the transportation issue, if you're you know, got soybeans 10 miles from Castleton, you don't need to put it on rail and ship it to Timbuktu. Who is the biggest consumer of soybeans?
Consumer right now would be China. You know, is going to be the biggest consumer, but you know, we'll see how that changes with the future of biofuel and oil and where things move, you know, that so it's good to diversify your portfolio, right? And you know, maybe we'll start consuming a fair amount here, and there's a lot of other nations, you know, that we do export to, but China is a big one.
And that's where you get into railing it, you know, floating it, getting it on a big ship, right?
Yep, absolutely. So yeah, the majority of the soybeans, you know, right now currently raised in North Dakota, go on rail to the Pacific Northwest. So, what will we see the future of that be? Right? Will we be shifting from? I mean, obviously, there's always going to be some whole soybeans that are going to be shipped that way. There's always probably going to be, you know, quite a few. But we're going to have the crush plants here. We're going to have soybean meal, soybean oil. That oil is probably going to be used for basically biofuels the way it looks right now. If you look at the Spiritwood plant, you know, all of their soybean oil has been committed to the new refinery, the plant out in Dickinson, I believe. And everything will be, you know, shipped out to California, all made into biofuels. It's all bought already, so it's all gone. So we look at that, and So I said, you know what, we'll have to look at rail, right? And that soybean meal, we're going to have soybean meal here. How are we going to transport that, ship that? Instead of soybean, whole soybeans, will we be looking at putting soybean meal on ships instead of soybeans and shipping that over to China and some of the other countries, you know, Thailand, Philippines, and how will they use it, and how can we transport it efficiently?
Fascinating conversation. Learned a bunch. Chris, wish you well in the new year. Merry Christmas to you and yours, and look forward to talking more. Congrats on the new post.
Well, thank you much. Merry Christmas to everybody there. Stay warm and safe, and if you get out and shovel, don't shovel too long.
No, exactly right. That's what I tell my wife. Hey, you want me around, don't you? I can't shovel too much here. So, Chris Bossert from the North Dakota Soybean Council, our guest. Senator Kevin Cramer, when we return, don't go away.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.